East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Police have launched a murder investigation after a couple believed to have been on holiday was found dead in Margate on the south coast. The case head in SAPS's Paul Magwaza says the bodies of the man and woman who were shot were discovered in their holiday accommodation on New Year's Day. He says the couple was with family at the time. Magwaza says police have also opened an inquest to establish what happened.
It is reported that in the early hours of Thursday morning, 1 January 2026, the mother of the deceased girlfriend, who was in the other room, heard an argument coming from the couple's room as well as gunshots. She went to investigate and found the couple deceased with gunshot wounds.
Eskom says the power system remains stable and continues to meet electricity demand. The utility reported improved generation performance last month, with unplanned outages cut by more than half, dipping to their lowest level since 2019. The country's gone more than 230 days without load shedding, apart from limited outages earlier last year. Eskom's Daphne Mokwena says despite a number of storm-related faults over the festive season, work has continued to restore supply and strengthen the network.
These improvements are driven primarily by the reduction in unplanned outages, reflecting the effectiveness of the generation recovery plan and the benefits of disciplined maintenance execution. Between 26 December 2025 and 1 January 2026,
the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment says the red tide affecting parts of the west coast has moved offshore. Officials yesterday issued warnings after large numbers of dead white mussels and other shellfish washed up at St. Helena Bay and Ilan Spy in the Western Cape. Authorities linked the incident to a harmful algal bloom producing paralytic toxins dangerous to humans. The department says it's continuing to monitor conditions and has urged members of the public to remain cautious. And Swiss investigators say sparklers on champagne bottles likely ignited a fire at a bar at a ski resort on New Year's Day. At least 40 people lost their lives in the devastating blaze at Crans, Montana. Investigators working to get to the cause of the tragedy have homed in on the sparklers after viewing cell phone footage and speaking to survivors. The owner of the bar insists that all safety standards were followed. Most of the 119 survivors are in a critical condition. Swiss hospitals are battling to cope, which is why dozens of people have been taken to neighboring countries for specialized burns treatment. President Cyril Ramaphosa has conveyed South Africa's condolences to the Swiss people. His spokesperson, Vincent Magwinya.
On behalf of the government and the people of the Republic of South Africa, President Ramaphosa conveys heartfelt condolences to the families and loved ones of those who lost their lives, as well as to the people and government of the Swiss Confederation during this time of profound grief.
Warm and sunny across KZN with showers and thundershowers expected in some places from the afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Richards Bay 28, Maritzburg 24, Newcastle, Margate 25, Mooiriver 23, Olundi 26, 22 for Kokstad and the Berg. Sea swells are reaching 2.5 meters in Durbs this morning, with sunset at a minute after 7, Cape Town 26 degrees, Johannesburg 27.